batted pathetically, only lasted 63.4 overs. And unbelievably, England did not enforce the follow-on. There's no logic to it. To this day, I still don't understand the reasoning which Alistair Cook gave after the match for resting his bowlers for not enforcing the follow-on. So in England's second innings, they made 173 for one declared, with Cook making 76 and not out, and Root 71 not out in only 30 overs. And the pick of the bowlers was once again Amir, 11 overs, 1 for 43. Yasser, I'm afraid, went in his 9 overs, went for 53 runs. So he struggled, so he only picked up one wicket in the whole test match compared to the 10 wickets he picked up at Lords. So we're worrying for him, unless, as I mentioned earlier, inshallah, let's hope he can make a return. So what that meant was Pakistan batted again, and Pakistan did not improve their batting and were all out for only 234. Remember, it was a flat batting wicket, and the top scorer for Pakistan in the second innings was Hafiz for 42, and the pick of the bowlers for England once again was Chris Vokes with 3 for 41 in 15.3 overs, and he looked class apart from the other bowlers, although Addison also chipped in with the same figures as well. England won by 330 runs, so they absolutely thrashed Pakistan. So well done to England and Joe Root as well, who was rightly named man of the match. For those of you who've not heard me before on radio, even though I've been doing Alhamdulillah live radio for 19 months now, I met Joe Root about 6 months before he actually played his first international for England. And at that time, I said to him, Joe Root, from what I've seen you in county cricket, you'll be on the tour to India and you will be playing some part in that test series. Boy, I was proved right. And he made his debut within about 6 months after I met him. It's a shame I didn't record it on my phone or, you know, record a video with it. Then I could have proven that to you. But I'm sure Joe Root remembers our conversation. So well done to England on thrashing Pakistan, and it was a pathetic performance by Pakistan with bat and ball. The third test between England and Pakistan gets underway a week today. That is in Birmingham at the Edgbaston ground. I would love to see wholesale changes in the Pakistan lineup, but unfortunately this won't happen. Firstly, because of the amount of players they have in the squad. And secondly, we don't have the quality of players to replace the players who currently are underperforming in the team. First of all, what I would like to see is Shaan Masood dropped indefinitely. He's all at sea and has been found wanted by Jimmy Anderson, who has got him out at least 6 times, if not 7 already. So I would replace him with Sami Aslam, who I've seen for a very long time in under-19 cricket. And he's a wonderful talent. He has played a test match before for Pakistan. But unfortunately, as you know, with Pakistan policy, they don't give continuity to a player regardless if he has performed or not. So I'd like to see him having a long stint in the Pakistan team. And he deserves it. Secondly, I would drop Wahab Riaz. He's been very, very below par, even though he's been playing for Essex this season, so he's already had the county experience before the rest of the Pakistan team came for the tour matches prior to the first test. So I would like to see Imran Khan come into the team instead of Wahab Riaz. He's good line and length bowler, and he's got a good action as well, and he's a very, very disciplined bowler. Yes, he doesn't have, you know, the desired effect like Wahab Riaz does with his, you know, fearsome bowling at times, with his, you know, fearsome spells, short spells. But Imran Khan's continuity and discipline will benefit Pakistan. Also, he's a right-hander, so that will help Yasir Shah with the rough in the fourth innings if Pakistan get to win the toss and bat first. Ben Stokes has been ruled out of the third test between England and Pakistan starting on the 3rd of July in Edgbaston, 11 a.m. British Summer Time. He sustained a torn calf. Now I'm going to talk about
the first test, which took place between West Indies and India. The test match started on the 21st of July and finished on the 24th of July 2016. India won the toss and decided to bat first. India made a mammoth 566 for 8 declared. The star of the innings was the Indian captain, Virat Kohli, with a magnificent 200. It was the first time that a Indian captain had made an overseas double century for a while. It only came off 283 balls with 24 fours and no sixes. He was ably supported by Ashwin, who scored 113 off 253 balls with 12 fours to help them make 566 for 8 declared. The pick of the bowlers for the West Indies was actually Gabriel, who took 2 for 65 in 21 overs, and Bishu, who took the most wickets, bowled 43 overs, 3 for 163. In reply, West Indies in the first innings made only 243 all out, with Casey Braithwaite making 74 and Dorwich, the wicketkeeper, making 57. So, as I mentioned, West Indies were all out for 243. The pick of the bowlers was Yadav with 4 for 41. And India, quite rightly, enforced the follow-on. And in the second innings, West Indies were all out for 231, with Marlon Samuels making 50 off 85 balls, and also C.R. Braithwaite making 51 off 82 balls. And Bishu also chipped in with 45 off 74 balls. The pick of the bowlers for India in the second innings was R. Ashwin with 7 for 83. So that was a magnificent bowling display, 25 overs, 8 maidens, 7 for 83. And the man of the match, so what that meant was West Indies, as I mentioned, were all out for 231 in the second innings, which meant that India won by an innings and 92 runs against West Indies. So the India handed out a thrashing to them, and Ashwin was rightly named man of the match for his century and also his 7 wickets in the second inning. Sri Lanka versus Australia first test in Sri Lanka. So the latest after 2 days, Sri Lanka batted first and made 117 all out. In reply, Australia made 203 all out. And in the second inning, Sri Lanka are 6 for 1. The match has been delayed by rain on both days. So at the close of play after day 2, Sri Lanka trailed by 80 runs with 9 wickets remaining. And despite the rain, there's still 3 days left. So there should be a result maybe by the end of day 3, if not early on day 4.